Please be seated. Listen again to the first few verses of Galatians 6. Brothers and sisters, if a person is overtaken in a certain trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a person with a spirit of gentleness, as you watch yourself, lest also you be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks that he is something, even though he's nothing, he deceives himself. Let each one judge his own work, and then to himself alone he will have a boast, and not to the other, for each one will bear his own load. Brothers and sisters, as you get a little older, you learn a few things. One thing that you certainly learn is that your body is a system of parts. And shall we say, the parts don't always work as well in concert together as they used to. Now, when you're younger, you mostly don't have to think about this. I certainly didn't because, to be frank, I was simply more coordinated than I am now. So if I wanted to sprint, I could just sprint. Now, if I want to sprint, the first thing to admit is that fast has changed its meaning. But the second, to be very frank, is that I have to be careful or I'll just fall down. I don't mean I'll trip. I mean, I'll just fall down. Because the parts of the system don't kind of work together the way they used to. It's like they're not talking to each other. The arms are saying, you know, feet, what are you doing? And the knees are saying, dude, we don't want to go that high. And so anyway, you realize that the body is actually parts that are connected and they need to talk to each other in order to work well. And by the way, this is mostly why I don't ever plan to sprint again. Now, the first five verses from Galatians address us as brothers and sisters and also speak of bearing the burdens of one another. Now, see, these words bring with them then Paul's teaching, which of course is God's teaching, that we are all in Christ, and because we are in Christ, we're family, we're connected, and we're members of one body, the body of Christ. So the question then, and it's a perennial one, of course, is how are we to relate? How are we to communicate? How are we to interact and be with one another? How can the members live and move as God intended? Now, at the very end of chapter 5, right before the reading, Paul gives us the negative side, if you will. In 5:26, he says, "Let us not be arrogant by challenging one another and envying one another." Don't be that way. You'll fall over. You'll hurt the body. Earlier in chapter 5, by the way, Paul was even more stern. He says, if you bite and devour one another, there it is again, one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. So that's the don't. That's the negative. That's the don't. But this morning we have, in a sense, the do. And verse 2, I think, lays it out in a general way. The fact of the matter is that your brothers and sisters have burdens. The other in one another has burdens. There are heavy things in the lives of your fellow believers. And not least, as verse 1 actually highlights, trespasses. Paul says that trespasses can overtake you. It's almost the picture of being run down from behind, and they grab you, they overtake you, and they pull you down. Now, Paul highlights sin, of course, in verse 1, but I'm sure there are more burdens that he has in mind. There's fear, there's discouragement, there's loneliness. There's all kinds of burdens that the brothers and sisters carry. And what Paul says is, carry them for one another, bear them, help with the burden. And in this way, he says, you fulfill the law of Christ. Interesting phrase that, law of Christ. We'll come back to it. Okay, so we're Christians, and okay, this makes sense, and we know we're supposed to do it, right? But a lot of the times it doesn't happen. So the question is, what prevents us? Well, again, a lot of things could, but the next few verses are helpful. Paul says, for if anyone thinks that he is something, even though he is nothing, he deceives himself. I won't care enough to help you with your burden if I'm looking at you and then looking at me and saying, well, I'm better than that. I'm really something. Especially if I see that you have been overtaken by a sin that doesn't happen to appeal to me, at least not today, then it's dangerously easy for me to think, I'm really something. Now, the apostle says that when we think that way, we're simply deceiving ourselves. And he says, in a way, if I can paraphrase the next few verses, he says, look, if you want to do some comparing, then you look at your own work, you look at your own life, and you line it up with the claim that God has on your life, and then you can try boasting. If you want to play the comparison game, you leave your brother out of it. You pay attention to yourself, pal. Now, there's no Greek word for pal, but you get the point. See, here's the deal. In the body of Christ, there is no better than. None. In the body of Christ, there's no worse than. There's only brothers and sisters. There's only members of the body. There's only Christians with burdens. If someone else has tripped, needs to be restored, then do it. But gently, Paul says, and watch out for yourself. Forgive him, reach out to her, pray and weep together. But through all of that, don't you dare think that you are something, that you are better than, because you're not. In the body of Christ, there is no better than. And here's the reason why. And this is, I think, why Paul calls this mutual burden bearing the law of Christ. There's no better than in the body of Christ because Christ himself did not act as if he were better than you. Of course, he was and is and will be, world without end. That's not how Jesus did what he did. He came and acted as if he were nothing. The Son of Man had no place to lay his head. He did not come to be served, but to serve. He did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped. He redeemed us, in fact, from the law's curse by becoming a curse for us. This is his way. This is Christ's way. This is his pattern. This is Christ's pattern. This is his gift to us. It's Christ's gift. And this is his law. And we are his, right? We are his. When the parts of the body don't work well together, it's very painful to watch, and it can really hurt people. The danger then is always there in me and in you, that you would look at me or I would look at her and somehow think, man, I am really something. When that happens, the law of Christ goes unfulfilled and Christ's honor suffers. But there is no better than in the body of Christ, only members with burdens. Therefore, brothers and sisters, even if a person is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a gentle spirit as you watch yourselves, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way, fulfill the law of Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen.